I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Thursday, June 3rd. I'm Maria Chaleos. Sunny in downtown Salt Lake City and already hot, 87 degrees.
Traffic lights malfunctioning on 7200 South in Midvale. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour, troubling accusations against a member of the Salt Lake City District Board of Education. Arrest records show he knowingly downloaded and kept pornography involving children, and that he had sexual chats with kids he knew that were underage. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
The probable cause statement says police got a tip about a Dropbox account with images of children, and investigators linked it to Joel Organista. The account had at least five pictures and videos, one of them involving a girl believed to be 5 years old. While the police were searching his home, records show officers took his electronic devices and saw he was knowingly chatting with kids on Snapchat between the ages of 12 and 17.
Organista was booked into the Salt Lake County Jail on 8 counts of sexual exploitation of a minor.
The Jazz
advanced to the semifinals.
Jazz tickets just went on sale a minute ago for the next round of the playoffs. The Jazz hope Mike Conley will be healthy and ready to play next week.
You know, we're going to just see what happens in the next few days and be smart about how we approach it. Going into this next series,
they'll face either the Mavericks or the Clippers, and Vivint Arena will be at full capacity for the home games, even with standing room only sections. Utah has a new state epidemiologist. Dr. Leisha Nolan comes from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. She takes over for Dr. Angela Dunn, who is now leading the Salt Lake County Health Department. Dr. Nolan's work at the CDC includes investigating cluster COVID-19 cases in Seattle nursing homes. She's also worked on health disparities among Alaska's Native population. KSL's top national stories this half hour. The number of weekly jobless claims is lower this week. Bankrate senior economist analyst Mark Hamrick says many businesses are still having trouble finding workers.
Many people have moved on. Some have taken work to replace the jobs they lost. And so as employers look around and say, where did the workers go? There are a million different answers to that question.
The total number of people on some form of unemployment benefit has slipped to about 15 million. The U.S. Supreme Court is siding with a former police officer in a computer fraud case. ABC's Aaron Katursky explains the decision.
If you've ever sent a personal email or shopped online or browsed social media on a work computer, the Supreme Court ruling signals you've done nothing wrong. A 6-3 opinion authored by Justice Barrett said it's not a crime to simply exceed authorized access on a computer. The decision is a victory for a former Georgia police sergeant who ran a plate for a friend. He was charged with a crime, but the Supreme Court said Nathan Van Buren had legitimate access to the computer and to the license plate database, even if he obtained the information for an improper purpose. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
George P. Bush says he's running for Texas Attorney General in 2022. Bush is the son of former Florida Governor Jeb Bush and nephew of former President George W. Bush.
I am proud to announce I am a Republican candidate to be the next Texas Attorney General.
Bush's run sets up a Republican primary challenge against embattled incumbent AG Ken Paxton, who has been accused of defrauding investors and bribery. It's still unclear whether spectators will be allowed at the Tokyo Olympics, which are only 50 days away. ABC's
Japan President Seiko Hashimoto is 100% certain the Olympics will go ahead, but warned the Games must be prepared to proceed without spectators in the event of a coronavirus outbreak. The Tokyo Games, which have already been delayed a year, are set to begin July 23rd, but Japan is dealing with a fourth wave of coronavirus cases, with 10 areas of the country currently under a state of emergency. Hashimoto telling the BBC, quote, "I believe that the possibility of these games going on is 100% that we will be doing this," end quote. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
Some areas of Utah could break heat records today and tomorrow. There's an excessive heat warning for tomorrow. Salt Lake City does usually average at least one day in June over 100 degrees, but usually at the end of the month, not the beginning. If Salt Lake does reach 100 in the next few days, that would set a new record. So don't forget water and light-colored clothing if you're going to be outside. Governor Spencer Cox is asking all Utahns to join him in praying for rain this weekend. He's released a video making the plea for everyone to participate.
We need more rain, and we need it now. We need some divine intervention. By praying collaboratively and collectively, asking God or whatever higher power you believe in for more rain, we may be able to escape the deadliest aspects of the continuing drought.
The governor has also issued two drought emergency orders and urged people to find ways to cut back their water use. Tomorrow will be another surge telework day for state employees because of bad air quality. Governor's Office of Planning and Budget says those who can work from home will be asked to do that for another day. Ozone levels are expected to be in the orange range or unhealthy for sensitive groups in Salt Lake and Davis counties. Still to come on Utah's New News, no cicadas in Utah and Idaho, but the crickets are coming. And a look at your noontime drive.
If you're driving through Midvale, we have a traffic light malfunctioning at 7200 South and 3rd West in all directions. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL Newstime, 1205.
The Daytime Companion.
Big sweeping bill is called the Justice and Policing Act.
Chiefs of police hold incredible power over their own policies.
When we go for these massive bills, it's just not going to happen.
KSL has news all morning.
And the analysis and depth you love during the day. Just tell Alexa,
play KSL News Radio.
Using the latest technology of hair and saliva sampling to customize their weight loss program, NJ Diet contractually guarantees that you will shed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. NJ Diet is a hormone detoxification system that evaluates and targets each individual person's needs, then balances hormones where the side effect is weight loss. First, they use hair and saliva samples, along with NJ Diet's bioenergetic scans, which allows the doctors to customize the natural process with laser-like precision. NJ Diet then uses your DNA information to determine your ideal weight, workout regimen, and specific needs for essential vitamins, as well as giving you at least 10 specific ways to eat to maintain the weight loss. NJ Diet is all natural, no shots, hormones, or surgery. Available from home with live online video consultations or a location in Salt Lake City at Sugar House Center. Lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days, contractually guaranteed. Call 855-5-NJ-DIET. That's 855-5-NJ-DIET, or log on to njdiet.com to lose the weight for good.
Do you need cash now? Is your interest rate too high? Are you drowning in car payments? Your car is worth more now than ever before. So it's time to sell high during Volkswagen Southtown's Sell High Sale. Trade in your car to Volkswagen Southtown and we'll buy it for its original base MSRP. Deducting only for mileage, manufacturer's incentives, and any damage. Plus, you can get a new car at Volkswagen Southtown for as low as 0% APR for 60 months. Or a used car for as low as 0.9 for 60 months. There's never been a better time to sell high. Or, if you need cash now, just sell us your car. No strings attached. Volkswagen Southtown will buy your car even if you don't buy one from us. We're paying thousands more than ever for cars like yours. Don't miss Volkswagen Southtown's Sell High Sale. Going on now. Stop by today to check out the new VW Tahoe, VW ID4, the Atlas Crossport, and more. Or visit VWSouthtown.com.
Financing through VCI OAC. See dealer for details.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top local story. A member of the Salt Lake City School Board is in jail today, accused of knowingly downloading and keeping pornography involving children. Joel Organista is now facing 8 counts of sexual exploitation of a minor. Travel demand is on the rise. Hilton Worldwide CEO Christopher Nassetta says its hotels were at 93% occupancy over Memorial Day weekend,
which is certainly the best since COVID hit, and probably, honestly, the best Saturday night we've ever had.
Experts say with the surging demand, the sooner you book your tickets and rooms, the better. Avengers Assemble. Disneyland is launching the new Avengers campus. Here's Disney CEO Bob Chapek.
Here you'll come face to face with Thor, Black Widow, and Black Panther. Sling webs with Spider-Man. Train with Adora Milaje. Explore the mysteries of the multiverse with Doctor Strange. And battle evil with the Guardians of the Galaxy.
The new campus opens to visitors tomorrow. Utah's national parks are mighty busy these days. Even after the holiday weekend, crowds are still huge. Arches National Park was forced to turn away visitors again yesterday and was full by 8:30 again this morning. The park has filled to capacity every day except one in the last 2 weeks. And at Zion National Park, visitors waited 2 hours for a shuttle ride to Angel's Landing, then another 4 hours to begin the hike. You don't have to worry about cicadas in Utah, but don't celebrate just yet. Millions of Mormon crickets are on their way. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe explains.
The crickets are coming. Entomologists say they don't know yet whether this year's population is larger than past years, but in most years, the insects can be found in the thousands. One Boise woman has shared videos on Twitter of thousands already hopping across the southwest Idaho desert. Becky Parkinson tells KSL she's never seen anything quite like the mass of crickets this year. The hatches typically emerge depending on temperatures throughout the summer, with more and more as the temps climb at higher elevations. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Time now to get you up to date on the drive. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. We've had a couple of problems out there. One is a traffic light that's malfunctioning. Use caution and treat this as a four-way stop in Midvale, 7200 South at 300 West. We've also had a stalled vehicle on Highway 40 in Summit County. This is at the I-80 junction at Silver Creek at the ramp to go westbound I-80. That's been temporarily closed. There's also construction in that area. And then for some unknown reason, we don't know why this is causing slowdowns, but we don't know the cause of the slowdowns, I should say, but we do have heavy and slow traffic southbound I-15 between the South Interchange and 90th South. But overall, not too bad of a start for your noontime drive. Diamond Rental has more than the equipment you'll need for your next project. They also provide top-notch customer service, 11 Wasatch Front locations, and the expertise to help you get your job done. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get a look at the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Hi, you want to talk about hot? We're looking at record heat today and tomorrow. 95 degrees high today, mostly sunny, and 98 tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Already 87 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's new news, newly released body cam footage showing two Florida teens involved in a shootout with police. An in-depth report coming up next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com. Utah's all-day companion for news.
Are you one of the millions of homeowners who haven't refinanced yet? If so, I'm here to tell you it's not too late. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Although the lowest rates may be in our rearview mirror, as the economy recovers from the biggest economic shock of our lifetime, rates still remain near historic lows. In fact, with the dramatic increase in home values, this may be the perfect time to put that new home equity to work. Take advantage of our cash-out refi program and pay off high-rate credit cards, car loans, or other high-interest rate debt. Or finally make those home improvements you put on hold for so long. Best of all, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right. Whether it's a conventional, FHA, or VA loan, we'll pay for your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Jess's 30-minute bike boot camp? I guess it's that kind of day.
Are you ready for a total body workout, Peloton fam?
I am.
We'll start the class on the bike and then move to the floor. Let's get it.
With Peloton instructors right in your home?
Are you feeling it yet? Let's keep pushing for five.
You have motivation that's ready when you are.
Clip off that bike and meet me on the mat for lunges.
I got this.
You showed up today, Peloton. Who's feeling sweaty and strong?
Definitely me.
Tap into your motivation at onepeloton.com.
You see them everywhere. Signs. Now hiring signs, help wanted signs. But wouldn't you like to do more than just help? Are you really looking for a career? Bonneville Salt Lake is hiring across our radio, digital, and TV platforms. Live events, content creation, digital and social media. The possibilities are amazing. So if you want to do more than just help, start a career or bring your experience to the next level. Visit Bonneville.com/careers now. Bonneville.com/careers.
Attention neuropathy sufferers. Amazing research has now shown that neuropathy symptoms can be reversed in as little as 1 week. Tom is a 45-year-old father of three who had excruciating pain and burning in his feet. He was starting to shuffle when he walked and was relying on a cane for balance. Tom was on his feet all day for work, and the pain was unbearable by the end of the day. The pain kept him up most nights, so he relied on medication to fall asleep. But after just two neuropathy treatments, Tom was finally able to sleep through the night without medication. And after 3 weeks, he was back hiking with his family, chasing his kids around, and working all day without pain. So if you're tired of living in pain, then call 801-441-2266. The first 25 people who call 801-441-2266 will receive a full exam and in-depth consultation absolutely free. That's 801-441-2266.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
A Salt Lake City School District board member arrested for reportedly having images of child pornography. The probable cause statement says he knowingly sent sexual messages to kids he knew were underage. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, the Utah Jazz will play their next round in the playoffs to a full home crowd. The Vivint Arena is opening for full capacity. We don't know yet when the Jazz will play again after beating the Memphis Grizzlies in the first round. And third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meese.
A KSL traffic trooper giving us the heads up of a jackknife semi with a possible oil spill blocking traffic. This is southbound Bangor at 70th South in West Jordan. Authorities are now blocking all lanes, forcing traffic to divert off of Bangor to 70th South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunshine really hot, 95. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
87 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The White House announcing compromise proposals on infrastructure, saying President Biden is pulling back from raising the corporate tax rate from 21% to 28% and instead is calling for an across-the-board 15% minimum tax. At today's press briefing, Secretary Jen Psaki says it's part of negotiations with Republicans to strike a bipartisan deal, but Republicans are already calling it a non-starter.
This should be completely acceptable to a number of Republicans who have said that they want to leave, their bottom line is they want to leave the 2017 tax law untouched.
The White House COVID-19 response team pledging to share a surplus of U.S. vaccines with countries in need. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the majority of the initial 25 million doses will be distributed through COVAX, the global alliance handling distribution to poorer nations.
But ultimately, the United States will have the authority to say the doses are going here as opposed to there, but that will be done in very close consultation and partnership with COVAX, and crucially, according to COVAX's formula.
Vice President Kamala Harris today joining Interior Secretary Deb Haaland and Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo to announce the availability for grants of $1 billion to build high-speed internet on tribal land.
Tribes are now eligible for grants that will help improve access to high-speed internet on tribal lands.
It's all part of the COVID relief package. Ohio naming another winner in its COVAX Vax-a-Million incentive lottery.
Jonathan Carlisle from Toledo. Congratulations.
Overnight, Ohio naming its second Vax-a-Million million-dollar lottery winner.
I got a lot of bills to pay, so it's the first thing that's going to happen.
The incentive giving the Amazon driver the push he needed to get vaccinated.
When the Vax-a-Million thing started, I immediately went down there. Got it.
ABC's Stephanie Ramos reporting. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Two children, just 12 and 14 years old, are facing attempted murder charges in Florida after a shootout with police. ABC's Victor Okendo reports.
This morning, the newly released body camera video showing a disturbing standoff in Central Florida.
Don't let me do this.
Don't do this.
A deputy taking cover behind a tree after a 12-year-old boy and 14-year-old girl opened fire from inside a house. The pair armed with a shotgun and an AK-47.
Appears the female has a long gun pointed toward me.
The Volusia County Sheriff's Office says the two kids ran away from the Florida United Methodist Children's Home Tuesday evening and broke into a house, then armed themselves with the homeowner's guns. The standoff lasting hours, the kids refusing to surrender. The sheriff's office says that when the girl came out of the garage firing the shotgun in the deputy's direction, that's when they shot back, striking her. The video is blurred as they approach the girl who was shot, the deputies offering her help.
Come on, sweetie, what's your name?
They quickly get her medical attention. She's now reportedly in critical but stable condition.
Keep your hands up!
The boy then dropping his weapon and obeying commands. Once in custody, authorities say that the boy told them, the girl said, I'm going to roll this down like GTA, referring to the video game Grand Theft Auto.
They did everything humanly possible not to engage them because they were juveniles. They took gunfire.
Helicopter video capturing the gunfire. The girl's father, who currently does not have custody, speaking with our affiliate WFTV.
I can't believe that my daughter had a shotgun and she was shooting at deputies.
The sheriff says that they were called to the home that those kids ran away from 289 times just last year. He said that the juvenile justice system is broken. The home calling what happened tragic.
Both of those teens are facing charges of attempted first-degree murder of a law enforcement officer. And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Here's Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, a correction. This jackknife semi with a possible oil spill is actually on the northbound side of Bangor at 70th South in West Jordan. You're not going to be able to go past 70th. They're going to force you off at the exit to take 70th. I don't know what that's going to mean if you can get right back onto Bangor after that. We don't really have the camera shot to be able to determine. Just be prepared if you're traveling northbound on Bangor. You're going to see some backups and you will be detoured off the roadway. We also have some delays both north and southbound on State Street. And this is between 90th and about 9500 South in Sandy. Plus, we also have a traffic light that's been malfunctioning at 7200 South at about 3rd West in Midvale. And for those who are traveling southbound I-15, it has been a little heavy and slow as you're going between Midvale and the 90th South exit. Skinny Utah would like to help you shape up for summer by losing 20 pounds in the next 40 days. Schedule your free weight loss strategy session today at skinnyutah.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get a look at the 7-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Very hot today and tomorrow. 95 the high today. It'll be a record, and 98 would tie a record tomorrow. Mostly sunny. 93 on Saturday, so not quite as hot. Then it backs down a bit to 91 the high on Sunday. And again, mostly sunny skies. More of the same Monday with sunshine. 91, 89 on Tuesday. And not a whole lot different. 88 on Wednesday, mostly sunny. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
87 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And within the last couple of minutes, markets all turning into the red. The NASDAQ right now down more than 100 points. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
You sure want to buy a house this year, but you find out that home values in Utah and Idaho have gone up 30%. No way!
Yes way.
30% in 12 months. You want something new, but you don't have an extra $100,000 just lying around. Or maybe you do. Do a cash out refinance. Get a new kitchen, bathroom, or finish a basement with more bedrooms. And the question is, where do you get the money? Call Loans by Rick, 801-801-8 save, or click loansbyrick.com. Rick will give you a low rate and cash in your pocket in just 12 to 22 days. Rick says don't use your credit cards, 401k, or a home equity line. HELOCs have a higher interest rate, and that rate isn't fixed. Your best option is a cash out refinance with a fixed interest rate. When you do a cash out refinance at around 2.75% to 2.99% on a 30-year fixed rate, often your new payment is lower than your old payment, and you have cash in your pocket for anything you want. Where else you gonna go? Click LoansByRick.com or call 801-809-SAVE.
Rick Kirschenbaum, NMLS 241179, and Vintage Lending, NMLS 287106, are equal housing lenders. Rates not APR. Some restrictions apply.
Are you giving your ankles a bath while showering? Is the drain not keeping up with the showerhead? A quick call to Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST. For our $55 drain cleaning special, we'll stop that. Any drain unplugged for just $55. Drains are supposed to be self-scouring. Water should go down the drain fast enough to wash wash the pipe clean as it goes. Low spots, breaks, or separations in the pipe prevent drains from self-scouring. Our high-definition color underwater cameras locate these problems in all their vivid detail, and our high-tech line locating equipment pinpoints the exact location and depth. Our pipe bursting and pipe lining equipment make trenchless repairs easy and affordable. I guess that makes us sewer scientists. Call Whipple Service Champions for our $55 drain cleaning special at 801-444-FAST.
They come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Hi, Doug Wright, and I want to talk to the folks out there who have been thinking about buying an IntelliBed. And maybe you've even been in the stores and you've looked at the IntelliBed and you're just that close. This is the time. If you're looking for the IntelliBed, the best bed you can buy, the bed that we have loved in our home now for not just years but decades, the Memorial Day sale is underway right now in your IntelliBed stores. And here's what you get. A free state-of-the-art adjustable base. Now, that's a value up to $2,000. That comes absolutely free with the purchase of an IntelliBed Signature Collection King or Queen mattress. You know you've been wanting an IntelliBed. It's the gel matrix that makes all the difference. The only bed that is both firm and soft. This is the time. Get into your IntelliBed store, Fashion Place, University Place in Orem, Riverdale, Logan, and of course you can also call and talk to one of their sleep specialists at 888-435-2339.
KSL Newstime 1224. One of the nation's largest banks is doing away with overdraft fees. ABC's Mark Remillard reports.
Ally Financial says it's getting rid of overdraft fees on all of its banking products, becoming the first large U.S. bank to do so. Critics of the practice often cite what they call the $38 cup of coffee, where a customer overdrafts for a $3 drink and ends up paying a $35 fee. In its announcement, Ally cited the impact that overdraft fees have had on minority communities. Ally says overdrafted transactions will now be approved at the bank's discretion, with smaller transactions likely to be approved. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Watching Utah's Money, sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. CBS is topping Nielsen numbers for another season. The network has been crowned the most popular TV network in prime time for the 13th straight season. The Nielsen company says CBS, NBC, ABC, and Fox all suffered double-digit declines in viewership recently. Private payrolls increased in May, the largest gain since June of last year. Companies hired nearly a million new workers in May, with the biggest increases in leisure and hospitality. And the number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits fell last week for a fifth straight week to a new pandemic low. Plan your breakfast for tomorrow. It is National Donut Day, and that means you can get free donuts. Krispy Kreme is sweetening its annual giveaway for vaccinated customers. For people who are fully vaccinated, you can get two free treats. Dunkin' is giving away a free classic donut with the purchase of any beverage. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow is down by 4 points, sitting at 34,596. S&P 500 down by 12, and the NASDAQ down by 119. A well-known actor turned human rights advocate is coming to Utah. Details from KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff.
George Takei is best known for playing Lieutenant Hukaro Sulu on Star Trek, but this fall he's coming to Utah to narrate music inspired by his experience in a Japanese-American internment camp during World War II.
I still remember the barbed wire fence. I remember the tall sentry tower with the machine guns pointed at us.
Takei says they were taken from their home by two soldiers with bayonets on their rifles and loaded into train cars like criminals. September 4th, he'll be joining the Moab Music Festival for the premiere of Lost Freedom, a presentation of his memories while imprisoned in an internment camp in Arkansas. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
This summer, stay dialed in to Important Stories with Tim and Amanda between 5 and 9.
David Dujanovic at 9.
And Boyd Matheson at 1. Plus, enjoy that warm drive home with Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News.
From 3 till 7.
They are your all-summer companions for news on KSL News Radio.
It's important to stay safe on a bike by always wearing your helmet. This can reduce your risk of head injury as much as 85%. There are a few things to note when properly fitting a helmet. First, make sure you get a helmet that has ANSI or SNELL label to certify its safety. Second, it should be a snug fitting on your head. Third, adjust the strap so it cannot be moved from side to side or back and forth. Fourth, there should only be about one finger's width between the chin strap and your chin. Wear a helmet no matter how slowly you're riding, because a fall at any speed can cause a severe head injury. Stop and look both ways for cars before entering the street. Move with the flow of traffic and ride on the right-hand side of the street. And remember, helmets aren't just for riding bikes. Wear it every time you rollerblade, skate, skateboard, or scooter, no matter your age. Select Health recognizes proper safety adherence as another example of how Utah gives back.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. The latest on your drive, here's Ricky Meese.
Well, for those who are traveling in the West Jordan area, be aware, Bangor Highway going northbound blocked to traffic. You'll be forced off at 70th South. We believe it's due to a jackknife semi-impossible oil spill in the area. Again, take an alternate route, but if you are already headed northbound on Bangor at 70th South, you will be diverted off that roadway. We do have some slowdowns. This is going to be southbound I-15 between 72nd and 90th South. After that, it opens right back up. Also, some heavy and slow traffic both directions of State Street as you're approaching and passing 90th South. The good news is no reports of any freeway crashes in Salt Lake County. But crews are cleaning up an accident that we had, a stalled vehicle. This is on Highway 40 at the I-80 junction at Silver Creek. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get a look at the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
We are looking at record heat today along the Wasatch Front and more of the same tomorrow. Super warm, up to 95 degrees today and 98 tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1230. I'm Maria Chaleo, sunny and 88 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. KSL's top story this half hour, Orem police say they have two brothers in custody following a deadly shooting last night. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
Cops say 18-year-old Sidney Rodriguez and his juvenile brother turned themselves in after a shooting left one person dead and two injured. The two have been booked into the Utah County Jail on first-degree felony charges of aggravated murder, as well as three counts of attempted aggravated murder, in addition to charges of obstruction of justice. According to police, the shooting happened at a church near 165 East and 1780 North. Authorities have said they believe drugs were involved and the suspects may have known the victims prior to the shooting. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is donating $5 million to help support 9 refugee resettlement agencies in the U.S. The donation made through Latter-day Saint Charities will be split up into grants that will help refugees meet basic living expenses and obtain job skills training. KSL's top national story this half hour. Another ransomware attack is impacting a major U.S. company. ABC's Faith Abube has the latest.
In Massachusetts, the ferry system that connects Cape Cod to Martha's Vineyard in Nantucket confirming it's the victim of a cyber attack. The ferry operator says it's working with federal authorities to find the origin of the hack. It's now asking riders to use cash because its credit card systems are limited.
The old system is what she had us use, you know, the old card readers. And that was it.
This all coming as the FBI blames a cyber criminal group based in Russia of hacking into the world's largest meat supplier. JBS says it's on schedule to resume production at all of its American plants today.
Vice President Kamala Harris is announcing new grants of $1 billion for high-speed internet.
Almost everyone through the pandemic has understood that access to internet creates access to services. So lack of access to services means a lack of access to vital needs.
Those grants are part of the December COVID-19 relief bill. The lawsuits are flowing in after an offshore disaster in the Gulf of Mexico. ABC's Jim Ryan says court documents offer gut-wrenching first-hand account of the sinking of the Secor Power.
On April 13th, oil company contractor Dwayne Lewis was asleep in his bunk aboard a support ship headed out to an offshore rig when the ship suddenly rolled in a hurricane-force wind. He and another man smashed a window to escape the capsized boat, and Lewis, who had never learned to swim after his brother drowned as a child, jumped into the Gulf of Mexico. His life jacket kept Lewis afloat for around 4 hours, described in his lawsuit as terrifying. The 53-year-old was finally rescued. He's now suing the owners and operators of the capsized boat for unspecified damages. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The U.S. will send 80 million COVID-19 vaccines overseas. ABC's Alex Perche has more from Washington.
The White House COVID-19 response team announcing a plan to share the first 25 million vaccine doses with nations who need them. Countries in Central and South America, Asia, and the Caribbean.
Ultimately, the United States will have the authority to say the doses are going here as opposed to there.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. The majority of this initial 25 million doses will be distributed through COVAX, the global alliance that also handles distribution to poor nations. Alex Perche, ABC News, Washington.
President Biden is pushing a national month of action to meet his July 4th deadline for 70% vaccination. BC News medical contributor Dr. Lale Gabrazian says the initiative may help get the U.S. to that benchmark.
There are already the types of incentives that are mandatory, mandatory vaccines for some colleges for in-person training. We might see mandatory vaccines for some workplaces and even some public schools.
The plan includes a nationwide tour led by the vice president with offers for free childcare, free haircuts, and other incentives. The Utah Department of Health reports 343 new cases of COVID-19 today, putting the seven-day average for positive tests at 208. Just over 2.6 million total vaccines have been administered, 9,700 more than yesterday. There are 140 people currently hospitalized with COVID-19 and three new deaths, one of those occurring prior to May 3rd. Happening just moments ago, another SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket launched off from the Kennedy Space Center.
3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff.
And liftoff of the 22nd SpaceX cargo resupply mission, bringing new solar arrays to the International Space Station.
Coming up on KSL, are big companies coming to Utah and buying homes? And a look at your noontime drive.
More trouble in traffic. This looks to be northbound I-15, right about 700 south in Clearfield, with vehicles over to the right and causing delays. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
Dave.
It's called a learning recession. And of course, we're blaming COVID.
But I think it's time we look at the part we play.
Dude Janovic.
Summer boost programs, hiring a really smart kid from the neighborhood.
Catch Dave and Debbie at their new expanded time.
Between 9 and noon.
Tell your favorite smart speaker. Play KSL News Radio.
How would you like up to a guaranteed 10% growth on your retirement income and an upfront bonus just for opening an account? You heard me right. There are bonuses just for opening an account and a guaranteed 10% growth per year, which you can use for retirement income. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and if you have an annuity or another investment like an IRA or 401k, guarantee it and allow it to grow up to 10% per year for your retirement income. This will guarantee to double your money in 10 years, which you can use for lifetime retirement income. Did I mention the bonus on top of that just for opening an account? Call Trajan Wealth to learn how. These are the highest guarantees that I know of, and you can't afford to miss it. 10% growth isn't going to last long. Call today. 801-899-7600. 801-899-7600. Or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company.
Hi, this is Dr. Lewis. Are you struggling with ED and sick of taking pills? Well, we finally have a medical breakthrough that is helping thousands of couples restore normal intimacy. We use the most advanced form of wave therapy, clinically proven to repair blood vessels and increase blood flow. We can now effectively treat the root cause problem of ED. Our technology is science-backed and has been shown by Cambridge University to be highly effective. As a medical doctor, I can say that this technology is the new standard of care.
Thanks, Dr. Lewis. Guys, if you'd like to eliminate your frustrations to intimacy, call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now, and not only will the exam, assessment, and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also give you a gift proven to produce immediate results to intimacy. You're going to love it. This is a $600 value, free to those that call now. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now to qualify and put a stop to your ED. 801-901-8000.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News. Recapping our top story, two brothers turned themselves into police after what police are calling a drug deal gone bad in Orem. Police say one person was left dead, two others were injured. Are large corporations getting in the way of people buying homes in Utah? One couple says a company outbid them more than once. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson reports some market analysts say even people who can afford a home are being squeezed out.
Justin and Brenda Matthews were under extreme pressure to find a home. They say their landlord wanted to flip his property, so they were kicked out, and they already had a big financial burden due to their daughter's kidney transplant. Justin says they made offers on a dozen homes.
It's very frustrating. There was a couple that our realtor said, you know, this is going to go for so much over that you just aren't going to be able to compete.
Brenda Matthews says their realtor later found out one LLC was able to buy four of the properties they bid on.
We were told that they were an out-of-state company.
Officials with the Utah Association of Realtors can't confirm if companies are buying up homes en masse. In fact, their research shows practically the opposite. But former association president Dave Robison says they are seeing a big increase in cash purchases, meaning these people have enough money to buy the house immediately without going through a mortgage process. For many families, this kind of purchase just isn't possible.
It's very accurate to state that someone who is only 3% down, 5% down, they don't have the ability to pay above an appraisal. Those people getting squeezed out, it's definitely fair to say.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
2020 was a difficult year for a lot of reasons, and nature was not immune to those hardships. Ben Quick with Pine View Water Systems is asking for the public's help to conserve what little amount of water we have.
If they use water at the same rate they did last year, we'll be out of water around the third week of August.
Statewide, during the last water season, there was only 7.23 inches of precipitation, breaking the previous low record of 8.1 inches set in 1956. KSL News Time, 12:39. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Ricky Meese, any problems?
Yeah, I don't know if it's an accident or possibly a stalled vehicle. It's northbound I-15, right about 700 south in the Clearfield area. It's been over to the right, but it's already a tight squeeze with that construction zone and the split. So you are going to see a little bit of backup in the area, but continue to use patience. You'll get through it. Southbound I-15 in Salt Lake County, a little heavy and slow between the South Interchange and 90th South. Then we have delays northbound Bangor Highway. Now, this is due to a crash involving a tractor trailer. It's northbound. All lanes are blocked at 70th South. You're going to be forced off of Bangor at 70th. Then in Tooele County, not sure what's going on, but we've got backups going southbound on SR 36. That's Main Street. It's as you're leaving Erta going through Lincoln down to SR 112 by the Walmart. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get the latest on the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Super hot today, looking at a record 95. Wow, mostly sunny skies. And then very hot tomorrow as well, 98 and mostly sunny. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 87 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, honoring the class of 2021, we'll have a speech from Jordan High School senior Davion Washington coming up. That's on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
If you're like a lot of people, you probably don't have a furnace and air conditioner replacement fund. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and sometimes these things can break down without much warning. Any Hour Services understands that the last thing running through people's mind is, I hope my furnace or air conditioner goes out today. That's why we have many different financing options available, from 0% interest to low monthly payments. It's about convenience and helping you take care of making sure your home is comfortable for your family. We have lots of equipment for less than $50 a month, and even some high-efficiency equipment. Plus, Any Hour Services has some great deals going on right now, and when you couple those savings with being able to get a new system at a low monthly payment, it really helps to take the sting out of a surprise breakdown. If you're a homeowner in the market for a new furnace or air conditioner and want to know more about financing options, call Any Hour Services and we'll send one of our HVAC supervisors to your home to help you design a system that will efficiently keep your home comfortable the way you would expect it to. Call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7600. That's 801-443-7600. Any Hour Services.
Do you know how much equity is in your house? Equity appreciation is growing at record amounts, and Associated Mortgage can help put that equity to work for you. Associated Mortgage rates are at historic lows. Today's rate is just 2.375%. With rates this low, now is the best time to refinance and lower your monthly mortgage payment. Associated Mortgage has programs to lower your payment and drop PMI forever.
refinancing at funds to make home improvements, pay down debt, or take that needed vacation. Call Associated Mortgage and get the best rate now at 2.375%. Associated Mortgage has the lowest interest rates in the state with a 30-year fixed rate mortgage today at 2.375%. Lower your payment without any out-of-pocket closing costs and save thousands. Call Associated Mortgage now at 801-943-1999. 801-943-1999 for a 2.375% 30-year rate and a free mortgage analysis. 2.46% APR based on a 30-year conventional fixed rate loan, $280,000. OAC Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 51389.
The sun is hanging in the sky ready to set. Blankets are spreading out across the cool grass. A slight mountain breeze can be felt as picnic baskets begin to open. It's the Utah Symphony's Deer Valley Music Festival. And you're invited to escape into the music. This year's season includes Cool in the Gang, the magical music of Harry Potter, Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture, Kristen Chenoweth, and more, all performing live with the Utah Symphony. And back by popular demand, Utah favorite The Beach Boys are coming to help close out the festival. Beat the heat, break out of the routine, and escape into the music. July 2nd through August 7th in Park City. Tickets are on sale now at DeerValleyMusicFestival.org.
Live Utah Symphony performances are back. Get your tickets at UtahSymphony.org.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
KSL News Time, 12:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Police in Orms say 18-year-old Sidney Rodriguez and his juvenile brother are both in custody this morning following a deadly shooting that happened last night. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, a member of the Salt Lake City School District Board is accused of knowingly downloading and keeping pornography involving children. Joel Organista is facing 8 counts of sexual exploitation of a minor. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meese.
And it looks like they've been able to get that stalled vehicle out of traffic. Northbound I-15 right about 700 South in Clearfield. We'll see the backups that it caused start to thin out. But Bangor Highway, remember, all lanes of traffic are blocked. Northbound at 70th South due to an accident. You'll be diverted off of Bangor at the exit ramp. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Super hot out there, 95 in the sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
88 degrees. Breeze downtown. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
In Las Vegas, a mystery after a boy's body was found on a trail last week. Police still trying to identify the young boy.
In Las Vegas now, a large effort is underway to identify the boy. Hundreds of tips have been sent to the FBI and police, but none has panned out. The body of the boy was found around the Mountain Springs trailhead in the desert. Las Vegas Homicide Lieutenant Ray Spencer.
We believe the age is going to be 8 to 10 years of age.
No children have been reported missing. Las Vegas police have been working with school teachers to see if they recognize the boy. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Jobless claims in the U.S. reaching their lowest yet since the pandemic began. 385,000 Americans filed for first-time claims last week. Some businesses, though, still reporting they cannot fill positions. Tomorrow, the May jobs report is due out. A popular bank announcing it's ending overdraft fees. Ally Bank says its customers won't face those fees, citing the impact on minority households. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Honoring the class of 2021.
KSL News Radio is honoring the class of 21 with speeches from graduating seniors. Here is Jordan High School senior Davion Washington.
We all know that this year hasn't been the best, and it's been super hard to find motivation being able to get up every morning. It was hard to drive to school knowing not everyone was going to be there. The harsh reality is that this moment in time is one small step towards a bigger future. We were able to graduate through a pandemic, racial injustices, prepubescent glow-ups, petty arguments, and horrible outfit decisions, and so much more. The one thing I'm going to miss is the special interactions between you all. It may seem kind of weird, but I honestly love being able to walk through the halls every day, still seeing people trying to have a good day in a hard year. Every little high in the halls was motivation to keep coming every day. Those of you who have been online, I congratulate you with how you guys were able to complete school. It must have been a lot harder than I could have ever imagined. We're going to be one of the most memorable graduating classes at this high school. I always knew that our graduating class of 2021 was going to be special, since the day I had to write it on my kindergarten assignments. We are the class that Miss Rona thought she could stop, but guess what? She merely put a staircase to help us ascend. I know I always somehow include Georgia into reference of everything, and hey, some of you may roll your eyes, but I don't think anyone understands how beautiful it is to be a beet digger. The building, the history, the admin, and most importantly, the students. I know for a lot of us, we are able to call this place home away from home. Sorry, I had to get cheesy there, but none other high school can compare to a dear old Jordan High. I cannot wait for those awkward grocery store run-ins when we become middle-aged adults. I cannot wait for the reunions that everyone will flex at each other, and I cannot wait to say I was a beet digger. Other schools love to tease and bicker us when hearing about our mascot. Jokes on them because they don't understand our tradition and how it lives within the halls of our school. They don't understand the significance of beets and why we love to commemorate them. Whether good or bad, Jordan High influenced each of us. This school has more of an impact on us than you could have ever imagined. It shaped us into young adults we are now, and I'm going to miss the school so much, but I still can't wait to see what lays in store for our futures.
And you can hear speeches every day, 7:15 a.m., 4:45 p.m. here on KSL News Radio. Honoring the class of 2021, brought to you by Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A Utah is hiring full and part-time positions. Chick-fil-A team members have received over $1 million in college scholarships. Apply today at chickfilA.com. KSL News Time, 12:49. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Ricky Meese, what's going on?
We had a stalled vehicle northbound I-15 right about 700 south in Clearfield. Looks like that has been cleared, but now we have a secondary crash in the mix. Northbound I-15 is prior to Hillfield Road. That's been moved to the right shoulder, so it's still going to be a little bogged down in the area of northbound I-15, leaving Layton and trying to get towards the base through Clearfield into Sunset and Roy. Bangor Highway, a big mess there, a crash, impossible oil spill. It's blocked all lanes of traffic northbound Bangor at 70th South. With those lanes blocked, all traffic is being forced off at the 70th South exit ramp, and we're seeing backups. I'm going to say past 7800 South, but not quite to 90th. It's a spot you want to try to avoid. We also have heavy and slow traffic on southbound I-15 between the South Interchange and 90th South. Then delays on southbound SR-36 Main Street in Tooele. It's going to be after Erta Way and on your way to about 2000 North. Transfer balances and earn rewards points with the Visa Reward Program at Hercules Credit Union and get 0% interest for 6 months. Visit HerculesCU.com for details. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's see how hot it's going to get. The 7-day forecast with Grant Wayman.
Very hot today. We're looking at record heat today and tomorrow. High today, 95 in the sunshine, 98 and mostly sunny skies tomorrow. And then it backs down a little bit for the weekend, 93 Saturday, mostly sunny skies. You can count on more sun and hot on Sunday, too, high of 91. More of the same next week, highs around 90 both Monday and Tuesday with sunshine both days, and then 88 on Wednesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Sunny and 88 degrees downtown. I'm always looking for new healthy recipes and ways of cooking to help me better savor my meals. I guess that makes me a foodie of sorts. This week, I got a great idea from my online grocer, Imperfect Foods, which is always looking for ways to reduce food waste. The recipe was for a delicious frittata made with eggs and the leftover vegetables in my fridge. Yum. Imperfect gathers fresh imperfect or excess groceries right from farmers and producers. Not only does that reduce food waste, but they pass the savings on to me. My Imperfect veggies were perfect for the frittata. They've also found great ways to use upcycled ingredients or byproducts that would normally go to waste. My family loves Imperfect's upcycled chocolate chip cookies that are made with okara flour, which comes from the pulp of organic soybeans that are left over from the process of making soy milk. They also have more than 500 staples, those must-have items like milk, bread, and eggs. See how you can do your part to reduce food waste and save time and money. Use the code SLC. Use the code SLC right now. You will get 20% off your first four orders, up to $80 in total savings at imperfectfoods.com.
NMLS 1817019.
Buy or refi with LendRight Mortgage. A 15-year rate is as low as 1.75%. APR 1.975. Yes, 15-year rates are back in the ones. funds. Get a 30-year rate as low as 2.375%, APR 2.521. Act now to lock in a rate in the ones. Even if you just refinanced, lowering your rate by only 0.25% can cut years and tens of thousands off your mortgage. LendRight will show you the exact savings. Do it with a no-cost loan, so your savings start on day one. If your rate is 3.25% or higher, call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com. Lock in a rate in the ones before they're gone for good. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com.
KSL News Time 1253. A nearly 80-year-old goal now accomplished by a woman for a woman in Alabama. ABC's Sherry Preston with the story.
Nearly 80 years ago, Grace Lee McClure Smith had to drop out of school in Alabama at just 16 years old when her husband went off to war.
She never, ever mentioned regretting anything in life. You know, she would never take it back.
But her granddaughter, Erin Wilson, says she did leave something undone, her education. Instead, the now 94-year-old went to work, eventually becoming a school bus driver in Madison County for 30 years.
She drove me, actually, on the school bus, so I rode with her to and from school. And she always encouraged me to go to school, make sure I finish school. And now she encourages my girls.
And now Grace has finished what she started so many years ago. Hazel Green High School in Madison County awarding her a high school diploma this week. And so the last word, words of wisdom for all of us, goes to the new high school grad.
I am so grateful. Thank you so much. It's better late than never, isn't it?
For what it's worth, Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Watching Utah's Money, sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Apple is bringing employees back into the office. The tech giant CEO sent out an email to employees telling them to prepare to return to the office starting in September. A Babe Ruth trading card is now the most expensive sports trading card of all time. It is valued at a whopping $6 million. The card will be partially sold on collectible and investing platform for sports memorabilia. KSL Drives, the new Tesla Model S Plaid is breaking records. The automaker says the car achieved a new quarter-mile world record in 9.2 seconds. Tesla is expected to start delivering the new Model S next week after months of delays. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow down by 22 points, sitting at 34,579. S&P 500 down by 14, and the NASDAQ up by 100, down by 126. Support keeps pouring in for tennis star Naomi Osaka, who withdrew from the French Open citing mental health struggles. ABC's Inez de la Quatera explains.
Calm, an app that bills itself as helping with sleep, meditation, and relaxation, offering to pay the fines incurred by tennis players who choose to boycott the media at Grand Slam tournaments out of mental health concerns. World's number two player, Naomi Osaka, was slapped with $15,000 in fines for skipping a press conference at the French Open. Calm is now offering to donate that same amount to a group in France that it says works in the mental health space. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, Paris.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.